This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. This Christmas Eve, for kids young and old, Santa's progress delivering presents around the world can be tracked using the NORAD Santa Tracker at noradsanta.org, an annual official program from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, based in Colorado. NORAD's day-to-day mission is to track traffic and happenings in airspace, and on Christmas Eve, NORAD's mission expands to track Santa Claus as he leaves the North Pole and travels around the world. The program started on December 1st, but the actual Santa tracking starts at midnight on December 24th. It's a community outreach function of NORAD and has been held annually since 1955. On Christmas Eve, the NORAD Santa Tracker website is updated each hour when it's midnight in a different time zone. The SantaCam videos show images of Santa flying over famous landmarks. The backstory is this. On December 24, 1948, the United States Air Force issued a communique claiming that an early warning radar net to the north had detected one unidentified sleigh powered by 8 reindeer at 14,000 feet, heading 180 degrees. The Associated Press passed this report along to the general public. That Christmas Eve in 1948 was the first time that the United States Armed Forces issued a statement about tracking Santa Claus's sleigh on Christmas Eve. Then, in 1955, a Sears department store placed an advertisement in the Colorado Springs newspaper, The Gazette, which told children they could place a call to Santa Claus and included the phone number ME2-6681. One digit was misprinted, and the number was actually the number for Colorado Springs Continental Air Defense Command, or CONAD, Center. In December 1955, a call came through to CONAD. Colonel Harry Shoup answered the call. The caller, a little girl, asked Shoup if he was Santa Claus. Colonel Shoup, a serious man, initially thought the call to be a practical joke and responded gruffly. Upon realizing the child was serious, he softened his tone and asked to speak to the child's mother. It was then that he learned of the newspaper advertisement. Colonel Shoup received numerous similar calls that night, in response to which he had his operators give children the current location for Santa Claus. On Christmas Eve, when a member of Shoup's staff placed a picture of Santa on a board used to track unidentified aircraft, Shoup saw a public relations opportunity for CONAD. He asked CONAD's public affairs officer, Colonel Barney Oldfield, to inform the press that CONAD was tracking Santa's sleigh. In his release to the press, Oldfield added that CONAD, Army, Navy, and Marine Air Forces will continue to track and guard Santa and his sleigh on his trip to and from the U.S. against possible attack from those who do not believe in Christmas. Shoup did not intend to repeat the stunt, but Oldfield informed him that the Associated Press and United Press International were awaiting reports that CONAD again was claiming to be tracking Santa Claus. Shoup agreed that Oldfield should announce it again, and the annual tradition was born. In 1958, the North American Air Defense Command, or NORAD, took over the reporting responsibility, and it became more elaborate as the years passed. On December 24, 1960, for example, NORAD's Northern Command Post at Saint-Hubert, Quebec, Canada, provided regular updates of a supposed sleigh operated by S. Claus, which it identified as undoubtedly friendly. During the evening, NORAD claimed that the sleigh had made an emergency landing on the ice of Hudson Bay, where Royal Canadian Air Force interceptor aircraft claimed to have been sent to investigate, supposedly discovered Santa bandaging his reindeer dancer's front foot, after which the RCAF planes were said to have escorted him when he resumed his journey. Now, NORAD relies on volunteers to make the program possible. Each volunteer handles about 40 telephone calls an hour, and the team typically handles more than 12,000 emails and more than 70,000 telephone calls to Santa from more than 200 countries and territories. This Christmas Eve, you can track Santa's progress at noradsanta.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.